Searches like this have already been done in Madison and Milwaukee. Today, it was Green Bay's turn.
Excuse me, sir. Actually, what we're going to do is we're just going to take a walk around the car. And
officers led a bomb-sniffing dog around travelers' cars, opening the trunks or tailgates to let him poke around. Once inside the terminal, so-called behavior detection officers were watching for people acting oddly. It's all part of what the Department of Homeland Security calls a Viper team. Tim Decker is a federal security director for the Transportation Security Administration. He says the country's air security is just as strong as its weakest link.
Once a terrorist gets through an airport, regardless of how big it is, they're into the system and they don't necessarily get screened again. So for example, if a terrorist would get through an airport like Green Bay and fly to Chicago, they could hijack a much larger aircraft there, and we could have another 9/11. So just because Green Bay is a small airport in a small area of the country doesn't mean it's not as important as LaGuardia or O'Hare or JFK.
Decker expects local law enforcement to hold unannounced Viper searches two or three times a year or as dictated by any threats.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
The searches only take about 30 seconds before travelers are on their way for a presumably safe trip. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.